During Lowe's Pro Savings Days, the job works in your favor. MyLowe's Pro Rewards members buy more and save more on materials they rely on every day. Get up to 25% off select molding when you spend $1,000 or more. And up to 25% off Pergo Evercraft Laminate Flooring. Put Pro Savings Days to work for you. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 327. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Football on off the ball.
People say to me, do you miss football, Keith? It's the days leading up, like a big game against the Czech Republic, being in the hotel, waking up the morning of it and turning on the news and seeing everything on RT and it, you know, just getting that feeling in your stomach of it's coming. Something big is coming here. They're the moments I miss.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
We have Colm O'Rourke on the line because it's been a very sad day in Gaelic games and in Irish sport because we've had the news today that the former RT TV Sunday game presenter Michael Lester has died. He was 71, over three decades on our screens as the host of the Sunday game and just a consummate professional. And Colm, good evening. Not in the best circumstances to be talking to Colm O'Rourke, but you shared so many hours with Michael in the television studio, Michael Lester. Very sad day.
Yes, John, good evening.
Very, very sad day, particularly, of course, for the Lester family, for his wife and children. Very sad day, but a sad day for broadcasting in general. Like, Michael was in the sort of realms, I suppose, of Mícheál O'Hare and Mícheál Mura Hurtí. That's how big a name he was. He was a wonderful man, a consummate professional. He was relaxed, but yet he was always in charge, and he had a beautiful speaking voice, I think, which put everybody at ease who tuned into the Sunday game. And it was a real privilege for me to work with him for 30 years.
30 years, such a long time. I mean, you're in that small studio, Colm. Sometimes it's easy to forget the whole country's watching you, you know?
Yes, and he hadn't it easy, but I think his professionalism was that he appeared utterly relaxed, while with Joe and Pat and myself, and particularly with Joe and Pat, all hell could be breaking loose. But Michael was the ultimate ringmaster insofar as he seemed to be able to control things, yet allowed the discussion to go whatever way, and he could reel it back in if it was getting out of hand. But he had a wonderful sense of allowing things to develop, and in many ways he became invisible, and he was never talked about really. The conversation, he understood it fully, wasn't really about him, and he allowed things to develop and flow, and sometimes got unruly, but ultimately, he was in charge.
And when the light went on, as you say, such a pro, never betrayed any nerves on screen. He might have had nerves off air, but when he was on air, he was able to deliver.
Absolutely. And he would come in there, he'd be utterly relaxed. Yet he was always very well prepared. I think that was the key to him, because he could be relaxed because he knew he had the work done in the background. He would sit there. The light would go on, but he would speak away just the same as he was speaking to us in the 5 or 10 minutes previously. He had that calm, measured, and it was really a broadcaster's voice. So, you know, he was a different class of broadcaster.
It's amazing from the time you retired in the 1990s, Colm, to now how all coverage of sport has expanded. But like when Michael started in 1984 on the Sunday game, I mean, they might show just a handful of games a year. It's amazing how he carried the country through the expansion of Gaelic games coverage across Ireland and then bringing those illuminating days, because the more matches you're doing, the more excitement you have, and you were alongside him for the journey. It was a brilliant journey that you all had.
Oh, absolutely. It was great fun as well. And I suppose we got a great kick out of it. We were part of a show, as you say, John, a fairly rapidly expanding show at the time. But we all knew our place. Michael was the boss. He did it calmly. And he was unruffled. And I think he portrayed that to every household in the country. And everywhere you go, went with Michael, people flocked to him because they had great admiration for him as a professional communicator. And no matter where we were, whatever part of the country, people wanted to have photographs taken with him. They wanted to have his autograph. And of course, the ultimate for a lot of people was in places that they could get in and sit in the studio with him for a minute and have their photograph taken with him there. And he was always so polite and friendly and courteous to the public. And I think, you know, he had a beautiful manner.
You were there, Cullum and Pat and Joe, to communicate the stories of incredible games and controversies and things that would go well and things that go wrong. And Michael was the chair of all that, and the moderator and the great presenter and the right person for the job. I mean, do you, any vivid moments that stand out on a sad day of just even working with Michael or just the fun you had?
Well, I thought every Sunday was fun.
Yeah.
and with Joe and Pat in particular, I suppose they would say something outrageous almost every week. And Michael would smile quietly at them because he'd know that maybe it was a rehearsed move on their part to try and drum up a little bit of controversy. But he knew the way the direction was going, and he coped with it admirably, because I suppose to a lot of people, they maybe would think somebody who would be hosting that show would be fairly well on their nerves because they didn't know exactly what was going to come out next. But Michael never was bothered by that. And he could put people firmly in their place if needed to, but he could do it with a sort of a polite gesture or a smile, or he'd just say, well, you know, we'll move on. And that was the signal to us that part of the show was over. It was time to get down to business.
Yeah, you were you were box office viewing yourself and the panel and Michael Cherner for so many years, Cullum. And look, as I said, I think in the intro to the very sad news, Cullum, today, is that to me he was a friend in your living room. I remember as a child, I mean, All Ireland final day especially, Michael would be on early, and then you'd have the minor game in Irish, and you're kind of getting ready for the day. You might have had your dinner, you might have been at mass, you might have been for a walk, and then you're settling into the senior final. And look, he was, as you said, a very affable, approachable man, big fan of rallying. And I'm sure, you know, you not only become colleagues, Cullum, over the years, but you become friends as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what makes the shock all the worse, because I suppose at 71, we would feel that he should have had another decade of good living at least. And it's hard to see a man like him go, because, you know, we thought for a long time that he was going to go on forever in the Sunday game, that the show was nearly as much about him. And he brought that calm confidence to everybody as soon as he sat in the chair. So on a friendship level, he was always a good friend to me and to everybody else who worked with him. He put us all at ease. He was so friendly and courteous and polite and helpful in every regard. So we will miss him greatly.
Cullum O'Rourke, you're very good to come on and pay tribute to Michael Lester on the very sad news of his passing. And look, thank you for speaking to Off the Ball here on News Talk, Cullum, and take care of yourself.
Thank you, John, for giving me the opportunity to pay tribute to a great man.
Yeah, Cullum O'Rourke there. Thank you. Thank you, Cullum.